Exercise 8, page 54. Speaker 1.
My brother has been out of work for over 2 years. He had a good job in a factory. It was unskilled, but he earned good money. Then, when the factory closed down, he was made redundant, and he hasn't been able to find another proper job since. He has had a few part-time jobs and some temporary jobs, but nothing permanent and nothing like the money he was earning before. However, he has just found a place on a retraining course where he can learn new skills that he can use to hopefully get a full-time permanent job and get back on his feet again.
Speaker 2.
I think we are very lucky that in our country every child has access to free vaccinations. In fact, they are compulsory. This means that no children die these days from diphtheria or tuberculosis as they did in the past, and parents can all rest assured knowing that they will not catch the measles or the mumps when they go to school. Some countries even have a jab for chickenpox, and more countries have access to vaccinations these days. So hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, all the children in the world can be safe from these and many other illnesses.
Speaker 3.
The area where I live was up and coming when I moved there, and then the recession hit and many people moved away and local businesses closed. It got run down. There was vandalism and graffiti everywhere. I even considered moving away, but I would not have got a good price for my house, and I wouldn't have been able to afford a home of the same size in another area. Fortunately, things have started to look up. A large retail park is being built in the area, and the local council has started to improve things. The park will create jobs, which will attract people back to the area. Local transport will improve, and there are now plans to build a lot of new houses and a new school. So things will finally start to look good again.
Speaker 4.
My cousin was arrested for a crime that he didn't commit, just because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he looked a bit like the real criminal. If I hadn't been a lawyer and been able to help him, he could have been locked up for something he didn't do. Of course, I didn't charge him, but what about other people who need legal representation but can't afford to pay someone? I believe everyone should have access to free legal services. It was this experience that made me set up a charity made up of a group of lawyers who donate their time and services for free to people in our community who need a lawyer but don't have the money to pay for one.
Speaker 5.
When I was very young, my father died and my mother was left on her own to raise 3 small children. She couldn't go to work and look after us, so she decided to accept some help from the state until we were old enough to go to school, and then she would get a job. She was a very proud woman, and this was difficult for her, but she didn't want to leave us with strangers while she went to work, only to have to give most of her wages to babysitters. I think this was the right choice. We all need to ask for and accept help when we need it.